Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Tes. The Gemara in today's Daf mentions the Isser of reading Shtari Hadyotis. The truth is, way back on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara already discussed the Isser of Shtari Hadyotis, and Rashi both here and Rashi there both say that the Isser of Shtari Hadyotis is referring to Shtaris of Mekach or Memkar or other Cheshbonis. And the Rush over here as well says that the Isser of Shtari Hadyotis refers to Shtaris of Mekach or Memkar or Cheshbonis, things that are related to business. However, the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis on our Mishnah over here at the bottom of Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis, he says the following. He says that the reason why it's usher to read Shtari Hadyotis, Shema Yikra Be'igera Shalom B'Shabbos. V'hu usher. Ki levad Sifrei HaNavuos Ay Perushayim usher Likras B'Shabbos Ay B'Yantav Afilu Hayo'ose HaSefer B'Chachma Men HaChachmais. The Rambam says that even in Igeres of Shalom, even if it's not directly related to business, even Stam Igros are usher to read on Shabbos. Now, what's the reason why there's an issur to read Shtari Hadyotis on Shabbos? So the Rush over here says, because of the Isser of Mimitzoy Chepzel Chavadah Berdavar. There are certain things that we didn't allow you to do on Shabbos. So your Shabbos shouldn't look like Chayil. Your Shabbos should be Shabbos, and it should be different than the weekday. However, the Rambam in Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha Yateh, says, the reason why you're not allowed to read Shtari Hadyotis is Shalayase Kedera Chayil V'yovil Limchayk. The concern is you're going to come to do a Maisa Mechika. So there's a fundamental difference. Is it because Stam, reading Shtari Hadyotis, is Chayil Dik? It's a weekday activity, or because there's a chashash that you may come to do a malacha of mechika on Shabbos. Now, the Archa Shabbos in Perek Chav Beis on page Shin Pehe brings a very strong kasha on the Rambam. The Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Test that we learned today brings a machlekes Rabibi and Abaya. Why is there an iser for a person to count his guests from a ksav? Rabibi says the reason is Zugzera Shema Yimchak, and Abaya says the reason is because Zugzera Shema Yikra B'Shtari Hadyotis. And the Gemara is Marech. Do they hold of each other? What's the Nafkamina? And the Gemara goes back and forth looking for a Nafkamina between Rabibi and Abaya. The question is, according to the Rambam, that the Isser of Shtari Hadyotis is also because Shema Yovel Limchak. So is there any difference between what Rabibi says and what Abaya says? Rabibi, who says that the reason why a person can't read his guest list on Shabbos is because Shema Yimchak, that should be the exact same thing as Abaya, who says the reason why a person can't read his guest list on Shabbos is because it's a gzera of Shtari Hadyotis. Shtari Hadyotis themselves, the reason why I can't read on Shabbos is because of gzera Shema Yimchak. So he says that there are two separate inyanim. This is a lamda shechilik. He says the gzera of Shtari Hadyotis, he calls a gzera klalis. Chazal asked a person to read Divrei Rishus. And the reason why a person can't read Divrei Rishus on Shabbos is because if he reads these things on Shabbos, it's going to feel like chayil, it's derech chayil, and Mimela he'll come, not dafka in this situation, he'll come to be meichik. Now, she'en came the gzera of not reading your guest list on Shabbos, which Rabibi says is because Shema Yimchik, that's a gzera prati. A person cannot read his guest list on Shabbos because with this kriya, it's possible, not only is it possible, it's matzik to have a mechika. As Rashi explains, he's going to be reading his list to realize he doesn't have enough room at his table, and he'll have to erase people from the list. And the reason why this doesn't go into the Gzera Klalis, he explains, is because this is Tzarchei Shabbos. The Gzera Klalis could be only applies to Tzarchei Chayil, which then we say he may come to do a Mechika because of Chayil. This is Tzarchei Shabbos, so this needs its own special Gzera. And that's Rav Bibi. However, Abaya says that even the guest list goes into the Gzera Klali of the Isser of Kriya Shtari Hadyotis. And therefore, a person is not allowed to read his guest list because of the overall gzera of Shtari Hadyotis, of being noyig derech chayil, which could come to the michshal of mechika. And he says an interesting nafkamina between Abaya and Rabibi in the gzera by reading a guest list. He brings that the Rashba, and it's actually a prima gadim, say that it's mutter for two people to read the guest list together, because one is a shamer on the other one, that there shouldn't be a mechika. Like we find by the gzera of Shamayate, that there's an Isra to read L'Or HaNer because of the Chashash of Shamayate, that by two people it's not a problem. And the Gemara actually compares them, the Gzera of Shema Yimchak to the Gzera of Shamayate. But according to Abaya, the Isra is a general Isra, Isra Klali, not because right now we're concerned that you're going to come to a Mechika now. There's an overall Gzera of Shtari Hadyotis that a person may come, since he's acting in a Chayil way, to do a Mechika. Shema is not going to help for that, because he could be Nichshol, some other situation. Have a wonderful day.